Start your day with Tuvi, Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Good morning. The Rachman Shifka Rebbe of Vara Park Logosan told the story that once by a Shver, the previous Shver Rebbe, by the Tish, so Chosid told him that this week's Parsha, Parsha B'Shalach, Shabashira, the Chmasugel for Parnoso. Because we read about the Bezos Hayam, Mitamon, etc., as a sworn Makhdashim Amarach. So the Shver Rebbe looked at him as a Yisharf for a few seconds. And then he says, all the parish, all the Yisoidus HaTayrin, this week's parish, right? It's a parish which is a school for Amunah. You have Ayaminu Bashem of Amisha Avdoi. You have the war against Amalek, which brings Sveikis and Klal Yisrael and Amunah, right? So the Pashtos, the Chosid spoke about the Gashmias, the school of the Gashmias. And the Square Rabbi said, you're forgetting the Iker is the Ruchnias. That's why, by the way, the Simen on the parish, the amount of Psukim is Yad Amunah, Yadu. Oh, but I think it's a deeper word. He wasn't being machish avad. It's no question that Shabbos Shira is a school of a parnos. Right? The Ibn Chaim, the Vilnius Rebbe, used to say that Shir is Rosh Tevis, Nutrikun, Yushba Shefarav. Shabbos Shira Zikr brings parnos, Norvos. Right? The key to get the parnos is Dafke de Amun and Bitochen, which you learn from this week's parsha. The Rachmatif Rebbe himself later brings that everyone knows there's a Minig Yisrael Bikad must to know. On Shabbos, before Shabbos, but people put food, kasha, for the birds. What do you put kasha for the birds? So it brings two reasons. One is brought in the name of the Shabbos Rabbim. It's not the same Shabbos Rabbim you know. It's the Shabbos Rabbim from the one of the great Sadiqim, who says, Pshat is a Shema Choizev, the Choizev Lubin, that it says in this week's parasha that Moshe warned Klal Yisrael that Erev Shabbos comes lechemishin, double amount. And on Shabbos, don't go out to collect it, one won't fall on Shabbos. Comes along Dosan Vaviran, the two, where the nemesis of Moshe, the opposite, the l'umazeh Moshe Rabbeinu, from the beginning of time. And what did they do? They took man, and they started spreading it outside, to show Klal Yisrael that Moshe is wrong. Came the birds from heaven, and they didn't want Klal Yisrael Yidin to make a toast, and they ate up all the mon. So in the schar of the schus that the birds ate the mon that shouldn't bring Klal Yisrael to and to come out against Moshe, therefore the meaning Yisrael Mikad must know is the okay, whatever. You have to understand what's plat. I mean, you know, these are not the same birds. It reminds me of someone was talking about a shidduch, right? Gvaldi Yichus. He said, I forgot who said, where do you see Yichus? The Torah reckons with Yichus. Then last week's parsha, you have a bosser bus. So the treifel a kelatas in the school. So last week's parsha, the yakut kelatas shaydi. I sedish the zelber hund. It's a urur einikul. It's a raya the Torah rechni yom yichus. So this bird here in Manchester, you're going to give a bit of kasha. Lav dafki is the same bird that was in Mitzrayim 3,000 years ago. Not even an einikul by a different species. What does it mean? We got to understand. Another reason why people spread food at Erev Shabbos shira is brought in the Yismach Yisrael, because Kiyadua Parshas Amon is a school of a Parnosa. Kiyadua, I'm not going to be Mayrachin. And sometimes the person may lack schusim. So what do? We spread food for the birds. And the birds, you have the birds have a Gitan Dira Toivo. Is Bezay Neusav Alecha? Garnish. So we do a Chesed Chinam, just from Rachm Ragmurim, with no reason. And therefore, on this Shabbat, which is a skula for parnasa, the Eibush should give us all parnasa, whether or not we deserve it. You do realize these both two reasons are sasra hadod. According to the Choyz's reason, there is a reason. There is a schus that the, and according to the second reason, the Yismach Yisrael, the Alzad Rebbe's reason, faker dafke matnas chinam. How does the shtim? We'll have to see eventually. Okay, to understand this, let me be makdim, just throw out a few, I'm going fast today, a few midrashim, which are medrash pliyot, which we discussed in different, I find them over the years, whatever. Let's go. Pasuk says, Vayasev alikim etzaom derech hamidbar yamsuf. The Eibusha didn't go straight from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael, we took the long roundabout route. Says the medrash, mikan omru, from here chazal deduce, that afilu oni yishev Yisrael, yishev ad, actually yishev. You don't sit at the seder until you make chasok. Hello? What in the world does a Sebat, the Seder, got to do? Because you use the same word. Well, it's a slick them. The Medrash says, Oz Yoshir, that Moshe told the Eibishter, I sinned with Oz, I complained with Oz. And therefore, I'm a callous that praising the Eibishter now. Oz, hello? Like, just because the same word, it's leaked. Next, everyone is Oz Yoshir, Oz Yoshir Moshe, Chazal say, the pasuk says Hayom Ro Vayonus Maro. Right? What did the sea see? That it split. One Bryce says Medrash Pli Bryce is Rabbi Shmuel. You will meet this. And another says Hayom Ro Vayonus Itzor Vayonus Veitzachutza by the Aron Yishli Yisavatadik. What did the Aron Yishli Yisavatadik or Bryce and Rabbi Shmuel got to do with Oz Yoshir? Chazal say Mars Hedrin Oz Yoshir Moish Yoshir Loshen Osid Mikan Remez Lutchias Amesim Minatoyr. Hello. What in the world does the Shiras Hayom here got to do with Chiyas Meisim? It can't be a remez, but why Dafka did the Torah, did Ashkocha decide that where are we going to speak about the Chiyas Meisim? When I was Chiyas Meisim, Dafka Baaz Yosha. Question number 7. The Mechilta says, at the end of the Shira Hashem Yimloich Lo'ilum Void, if Klal Yisrael would have said it, instead of Yimloich Lashon Osid, but Hashem Melech, then Ein Kol Uma V'Loshen Yechayla Lishmi. What's the difference between, and why Dafka didn't they say Melech? Why did they say Lashon Osid? Yimloich. Then, one more question, number 8, Vayivaku Hamayim, says the Targum Yoyinuson, how many, what's the word in English? How many, there's a word for it. What channels did the sea split? 12. Each Sheva had their own channels. 12 different. Masha'enkin lo'osid lo'vayis, after for Achron Shul Pesach. Hoyavimu, Yosef Hashem, Shemiz, Yodoy, Lichtnes Hashem Armei. They shall gather everyone from Mitzrayim, from Osher, whatever. And then it says, Vehechrim Hashem is L'shoyin Yam Mitzrayim. Right? And the Pasuk says, V'ikol L'shivon. How many channels will there be La'osidlovin and have a Mashiach when the nest of Kriyas Yamsuf will once again happen? Not 12, but 7. The timer boy. Why? Why 12? Why 7? What's going on here? So to understand this, let me be Makta Mishmuz from a Pichus Fim. Very expression, many Sforum. A simple Klotz Kash, a very simple Kash, which the author of the Ramasayim Tzoyfim, Gdeli Achsidim, who in Poland, he asked this kasha to the Chiddush Arim. When the pasuk in the parsha over and over again speaks about the splitting of the sea, what verb do we use? Vayivaka hayam, bekias hayam. Right? What word do we use colloquially in Chazal throughout the Gemara? Kriyas Yamsuf. Why does the Torah use the word vayivaka, and we use the word Kriyas Yamsuf? The Moshe, the Gemara says, by the way, it's another raya for parnasa, whatever, people, whatever needs a person has, Chazal say, kosha lezavgom, kikriyas yamsuf, the Gemara says. The Gemara Pesachim says, kosha b'zeleizu sheladom, kikriyas yamsuf. The Lashon, which is Murgul in Chazal, is kriyas yamsuf, and the Lashon in the Torah is Lashon bikiyum. So the Chiddush Arim said, I can't answer you. He said this after a tish, he was going to the Cheder Pnimi. But he was meramis to him the difference in halacha between Bekia and Kriya. But in Hilchos Shabbos, Kriya is something that there was two separate issues, two separate things. It was joined together, and then it separated and ripped once again apart. Bekia usually refers to something which is one, and you rip one thing into to split it, right? So Hagufa Kasha, why the Torah uses Bekia? And Chazal, colloquially, when we speak about it, whatever, we use the word Kriyas Yamsuf. Why this verb? So to understand this, he's marked in a famous, famous idea, which I've discussed in the past. When it comes to the splitting of the sea, so what is the just push it pshat? The pasuk says, "Vayet Moshe Yod El Ayom." Ve'elech Hashem esayom beruach kodem azeko laila, vayasem esayom lecharova vayivaku amayim. Yeah? The sea what? Splits. Yeah? Then it says, Vayavoyu b'nei Yisrael b'zechiyom b'yaboshov amayelam choyma amiminam Yisrael. Gewaltig. It's Yisrael. Then it says, Vayirdifu Mitzrayim v'yavoyach areyim kolsus l'achapari hogeshef. The Egyptians are pursuing. Then the Abish tells Moshe again the teyot chalayom, right? V'yashuvu amayim al Mitzrayim v'albechav, right? Moshe does accordingly. Vayashuvu Amayim Vayachasu as a rechav as barosh b'chol parei b'machreim b'yom v'leinisher b'hem ad echot. Next words, uvnei Yisrael holchu b'yabosha. You told me that already. Hello, that the sea split and Klal Yisrael passed, and then Moshe puts again his hand on the yam, and the sea. Oh, the sea floods it. It drowns all the Egyptians. Come on, we know that, yeah. Now at the end it says, "Uvnei Yisrael by Abasha b'sechaya." You already told me that once. Unishna does kadaik yoshapir. It's interesting. The first time the pasuk says, right, "Vayasal yom lacharoy v'gomaye vayavoyu bnei Yisrael b'soychayom by Abasha." Second time around, by Abasha b'sechayom ki yedu. Moreover, the first time it says "Vamayim lehem choyma chesvov memhei." The second time, again, when it splits after the Egyptians are drowned, "Vamayim lehem choyma choser," which Chazal say "Milashin chema," wrath, anger. What happened between the first time and the second time? The Velt says, because they were different. The Gross says this, and the Kliyoker and all classic commentators, that the first time was talking about when you have your Nachshon Amin Ben Amin Nodos, and you have your Shevet Yehuda and Shevet Binyomin, and people go in the sea with Mesiras Nefesh, with Mamish Emunah, right? Until they're up to their nose, and they cry out, Higiyu Mayim Ad Nefesh, right? Then it's Choymo, right? Yeah, and they went in B'Sei Chayom, when it's still a sea, and then it becomes Bayabosha. Second time around, the Johnny come lately is like the guy sitting on the fence. When they see that it's split, they went in by Abasha b'Sei Chayom. Therefore, by the second time, by the losers, by the people Shvachan Emunah, it says Chemu. That's a simple shot. But there is a gewaldige chiddush, which is brought in Sfarim. I've discussed this in the past, you should remember this. Before I tell you this answer, let me just ask you just one more group of kashas. Right, it says after the sea splits, the whole business, Vayashav Hayom Le'esoni, the sea returns to its original strength. So Chazal Darshin Le'esoni Le'tnoi Arishin, that the Eibishter made a tnai with the Yam that it should split. So you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out the kasha, which all Mefarshim ask, if there was a tnai from Ma'aseh Bereishis that the Yam has to split, right? So that le'isonoi, that tnai, should have been written when the sea split. Not after it stopped splitting, went back to its natural course. The wrong place. Timuram is this inyan of le'tnoi. Moreover, this forum asks, why in the world do you need a tnai? The klal and the brias, the ikrim, all the svarim, everyone. The Eibishter created the world, the chatchila, where the teva of the bria is meshubi to do the rotzen Hashem and the rotzen of Kal Yisrael. Tzadik and Goyzer. When the Gemara in Chul and Daf Zayin speaks about Repilchas ben Yoyer, that he went to Nar Ginoy and it didn't split, right? He said, Ginoy, Ginoy, Chalik Mimecha, whatever, and if not, I'll be Gozrani Alecha, Shilayavar Mayim Alecha Loyal. He was there at Tznai in the Nar Ginoy. He's a tzaddik, and tzaddik goes there, and the whole bria is meshubet l'chatkila for the rotzen of a tzaddik, so it's split. When Yeshua cries out and says, Shemesh begivin doim. Was there a tnai with the Shemesh or Meisib, a special tnai, Shemesh, hey, when Yeshua comes? That's the whole condition of creation. The whole world is the chvoidi, but also the tzartim of a season, and that's what the world was created for. Why the Afka by the Yam does it have to have a tnai? And where do we mention the tnai? Dafka at the end, after the event, not the beginning. Let me just go, just before I begin to answer, just at the end of the whole, after the splitting of the sea, and the Egyptians drown, and Moshe and Bnei Yisrael, they sing a shira, Oz Yosher. And now at the end, if I go through the whole shira, right? The end of the shira, new line. Ki vosus paroi richper parosho bayom, vayosher ha-shem aleim esmei ha-yom, uvnei yitol ha-bei ha-basha, sechayom. Then it says, "Vatikach Miriam Hanavia." So it takes the soif beyodo. Vateitzen vatan. Let's go down the root to the women. Vatan lohem Miriam shiru Hashem ki go igo sus veroichoi. Now, stellzach obviously the molly kashus. we already know the narrative, the story. The story is that Klal Yisrael had a miracle and the Egyptians drowned. Hello? Why at the end of the whole Shira, that's what he's singing Shira. The whole Shira, Kivotsus Pare, that's the whole reason of the Shira. That already was recounted in the above narrative. Why repeat it at the last pasuk of the Shira? Nishnor dos, it also the Hepech HaSeder. Kivosus paroi, b'rich mei pashu b'yom, v'yoshev HaShem aleim esmei hayom, u'vnei Yisrael holcho b'yam. Again, the wrong order. First, you're dealing with the drowning of the Egyptians, u'vnei Yisrael holcho b'yam, b'yoshev HaShem. It was first, Yisrael holcho b'yam, b'yoshev HaShem, and then the Egyptians drowned. The same kash as before, just in a different context. Moreover, question number three here is the obvious question. Why did it say Vatan, next word? Lohen, Miriam. It should have said, Lohen. I'm not going to get involved in politics, but the Beis Yisrael used to go for nocturnal walks in the wee hours of the morning. And they came to a certain yeshiva in Yerushalayim, which we now go in like a Yilu Yishakep, over the Yerushalayim, as if this is gefelt. So he said, Mestame, when the Vayber Gatan started to come in a bachan from this and this yeshiva plane, this is to see how the women are dancing, and therefore Vatan Lohen, Miriam. He spoke to the bachan, like, whatever, pshat, you know. What did tell them? And what does Miriam tell them? Shiru Hashem. What did Moshe say to Shiru? Oshiru Hashem, right? Here she says, not Oshiru Hashem, Shiru Hashem. Why the chilek for Moshe? Nishnah, the Sofer asked, right? What did they say? What was she saying? What is singing over here? Shiru Hashem, go. Where is go? Kusus v'roichvei, Ramayim. Why is it that Klal Yisrael, Moshe and Yisrael, when they sang Shira in gratitude and thanksgiving, what did they praise Hashem for? There's 2 points, right? That Klal Yisrael were saved, the Chisav Chazdur Abzug Alta, and you drowned also the Egyptians. Oh, yeah. Hello? What does Miriam underscore which part? Why isn't she singing? I mean, it's very great that the Ken Yehudu Evech Hashem, right? Shir, by the way, says the Vilnius Rebbe, is also Natrikan Shem Rishoyim Yirkov, Altkin Vine. Oh, but that is the Iker, the Yeshua, the Iker is that Chal Yisrael were saved. By the way, the Kafka Rebbe famous said, MS, me erit titzmach bu bagrab sheker for not vaxtabs. Getting rid of your avium, fantastic. Oh, but Nish does, that is the Iker of the Shir. What's going on here? Now, the Pshat is, I've said this many times. Svarim Akdoshim bring B'Shem HaMedrash. Where is the Medrash for years? I only found it out yesterday. Where is this Medrash? Right? But I did state in, I thought the new Sefer called Oitzer Ployas HaTorah. Beautiful, he brings out Medrash Seichel Toiv, which says, you remember in the Parsha when the Eden are going out of Egypt and then U-turn? We discussed this study a few years ago. The Gvaldi Gimur says, Chomim Shebedav, we listen to Moshe. The Anan is going one way, Moshe says the other way. So there it says, the Omar Paroi Livnei Yisrael, Paroi will tell Klal Yisrael, Nevuchim Heim Ba'oret Sagar Aleihem Ibra. Could you tell me exactly who did Paro tell this to? The Omar, I know Rashi. The Omar Paroi Livnei Yisrael, there's no Yidin left. Says the Medrash Seichel Toiv, right? And the same thing is written in Targum Yonus and Ben Uziel, Al-Asar. There were two schlocks, two rogues, two scoundrels, who when Moshe said, come, we're going out of Egypt, they were on Paro's side. They weren't on Klal Yisrael's side. They decided, we're staying. You could go. Geges and Trey. However, we're staying here with our mate, with Paro, who they were long-serving servants of. Right? So then Paro, when Klal Yisrael leave, right, and it's told, however, to Paro that the Vuchim and Ba'aret Eden are like running in funny circles, right? So Paro tells Dosan Vavir and your brethren are like they're lost. Oh, they're lost. They're fablunged. Now we're going to get them. Who joins Paro's army over there, right? Good old Dosan Vavir. And then it comes to the Yam, and they see Vatutzikta, that Klal Yisrael miraculously crossed the Yam, and Paro and his Chevra are drowning, right? They want to be around with Klal Yisrael. You know, you want to be on the side of the winner. But the only thing is, they're on the wrong side of the river. So what happened now? This doesn't say Mefurish in Medrash. You could learn Pshat in Medrash. They just Johnny come late. They join the end of the queue, and they join. But here Chazal say it's put in the Machzorim for Shvi'i Shel Pesach, Shema Medrash. They're on the wrong side. They're on the Eibishter made. This is an awesome words. The Eibishter made the miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf with all the haflaw that these two rogues and scoundrels, Dosan and Vaviren, who were a nemesis of Moshe from day one, right? They should also cross. Oibazoi, say this for him, is Mamish Recht. First it says, Uvnei Yisrael Halchu, B'seichayom, Vayabosho. That was called Yisrael. And then the Egyptians were drowned. And then they sang, Shir, whatever. And then afterwards, after the whole event, another group, B'nei Yisrael, like V'omer Paril of B'nei Yisrael, because Lashon Ramiyot Rabbi Mishnayim, Dosan Ravirin, here also, that B'nei Yisrael, right, went B'soich, Hayabosha B'soich Hayab. They now had this miracle. Right? One second. Now I understand that when the Yav split from Moshe and Shishim Riboy, Vamayim Lohem, Chuyma, Molly, fine, great, that the Yav is happy to do the Rishon Bayir. By Dosan Vaviren, two absolute, like, turncoats, I don't know what the word is, like, just traitors, perfidious people, right? And it has to split for them, then Vamayim Lohem, Chaymo, right? So brings the Sforum of the Berim, Chayim, etc., etc. The Vayechi Yosef from the Paparov asks on this Medrash, this whatever, from Chayim brings, it's Tamua Plea of Yosef. The sea, the Yamsuf, should miraculously split for two absolute, complete Rishoyim Gemurim, who are Rishoyim from day one. So the Paparov, Moshe already called him Rosh Olam Sakariach, right? So he says, he declares maybe at that moment, Nichnasu Yehuri Tshuva Belibam, suddenly they had a change of heart, right? Or for whatever reason, Minashamayim, they didn't want Dosan Vaviren for Eden, they shouldn't die and perish together with the Egyptians. I saw in another Sefer the Shalom Meir from the Krenitzer, he says he was asked this question, a basic question. We know that 4/5 of the Jewish people perished in the Makas Chosh, the Gimli Me'afel, right? If Dosan Vaviren are such a Shoyim, why didn't they perish? Once, before the Rosh. So the Krenitzer of answer is Poshet. The Pasuk says, Mishle kol po'al Hashem l'maneyu v'gam Rosh li'imra, says Rashi, l'hanichoy li'imra. Sometimes the Eibishter has a Puronus for the Rishoyim, and he's waiting for the opportune moment for the right punishment that fits particularly their crime. Now you remember in Pirkei Avos, there were 10 things, whatever, which were created ben Hashmoshes, and one of them is Pihoritz, which is for Adas Koyrech. And the Iker Blia of Adas Koyrech was Dafka Tillim, right? Dafka Dosan Vavir. So the Eibishter let them go out of Mitzrayim, that ultimately they get their comeuppance, their due recompense. Dafka, the Eibishter prepared from Tchilas Maase Bereishis, from Ben Hashmoshes of Friday going into Shabbos, right? Dafka through Blia. That's what he said. The Rosh, as you correctly say, and so it's brought in the Moshe's Canaan for the Bali Toysis. Why didn't they die with the Rishoyim? Because Al Kapani could be the biggest Rosh. I didn't say Rishoyim couldn't get out of Mitzrayim. Who didn't leave? The 4/5 of the people who did not believe in the Besura Sagaula, people who miyayish from the Gula. Of however wicked Dosan Vaviren were, right? They weren't miyayish from the Gula, and therefore they were zeichut to go out. Okay? The Maril Diskin brings a totally different word. That Dosan Vaviren were takke gefährlich Rishoyim, right? Over one schus they had, that they were employed by Paroi to be the kapos, like in the concentration camps, right? And but they chapt klep for Klal Yisrael. A yid, however big a Rosh is, but if he chaps klep on behalf of another yid, that's schus in the Baigestan, and they were able to have Yitzias Mitzrayim. So says, there's a lot of whatever. So says the Maril Diskin. Uibazoi, I saw another Heintike Sefer, Meiritike Vort. He says, that's also at the end of, after the whole of Yosher, which recounts both the miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf, and how the Egyptians drowned. They went to their watery grave, right? Now it says, Kivo Sus Par. What's going on here? Rashi says, Wakivo, when was Seimich this last pasuk to the Vatan Lohem Miriam? What does that got to do with anything? Miriam saw the whole Kriyas Yamsuf, and she saw the Egyptians perish. And then all of a sudden, guess what? Guess who pops up on the scene? Tosfos Mavir. And she sees for these two schlucks, the sea is splitting. She's like, oh, wow. Right? And then she says, not to her women folk and the sisterhood over there, right? Vatan lo, and Shelzach 4, what were they doing? They missed out, I must tell you, Dawson Vaviran missed out completely on the Shiras Hayam. Because they were like still with the wrong backing the wrong team over here, right? Suddenly they cross. They also wanted to thank the Eibishter. They were saved. Listen, at the end of the day, they were saved. They wanted to sing Shir. Could they, however, Dawson Vavir, who've been in the employment, in the pocket, in the whatever, on the Egyptians are oldest line, the best mates is pirate, right? Could they really have sang a song of Hidor, right, for the Mapalos and Shal Rishoy? That Pari has gone down to whatever? His people got rid of. They're friends. It makes sense to say, right, that they were Fadrosen, it bothered them. That all their mates, all their friends in the pubs that they used to hang out with, have gone down dread. That they couldn't see. So, Vatan lohen, Miriam, to the Nikavis. Vatan lohem, Miriam. Miriam then turns to Dawson Vaviran, who is this last, at the end of the Shira. Nochamal, there was a Kriyas Yamsuf, right? Shiru Lashem ki gogo, as the Chosefer says, not that you were saved, that you're saying Shira, you're thanking God that you were saved. That the Egyptians were destroyed. Right? Now, just parenthetically, that's what the Papadov said, that, by the way, that's why, where does it say, Vayoshev Ayom Eisonoi, Letnoi Harishin? And we ask the Kasha, why is that written at the end? And why do you need a tznaif for it? The whole Bria is Meshubit. But now instead, the Bria is Meshubit to do the Ratzon of Kal Yisrael, Sadde Goyzer, when Kal Yisrael are Mevchina Sadiq, which Kal Yisrael were, with Shuvah, etc., etc. Hello? Over here, the Yam splits for whom Dawson Vavir invite him. Right? That the Yam split for Dawson Vavir, that took the Eibishter, who's Kairi Adarius Meirosh, in the beginning of the Bria, he had to make it tonight. Because logically, according to the other the conditions of the Bria, right, it doesn't really, shouldn't have happened. They don't deserve it. Nervos, that the Papadov said, that they did Shuvah, the Harab Shuvah, by the Dawson Vavir, very schwer, because the Gemara says in Megillah that they were Rishoyim mitchiloson vatsoif. There's no break in between for Jew. Fakert, I saw in the Sefer Yarbet Torah from the Vidus Lavarov, he says, I'm going to give a word. Why taka did they not do Jew? Imagine coming to the Yam, right? And Ross or Shiv Chalayam, Givaldi Gil Yalikus, and they came to Matan Torah, and they stood at the Bar Sinai. And the Rambam says, anyone who, Yavrigam Vachoyamin Lo'ilam. And these two guys, from the beginning till the end, till they're swallowed up, they're rebelling against Moshe. They're just the opposite. What happened to the Giluyim of Kriyas Yamsuf and Matan Torah? So the Vidus Rav said, Poshet, the simple words. Because everyone knows the Chido brings, the Ramifano, etc. What happens? Why did Yidin, the Rizal brings the Kutei Torah? Why did the Yidden have to leave Mitzrayim in such incredible haste? Because La Yuchul is Mameya, they had reached the 49th level of depravity. If they wait for one more second, they fall into Sharnun, Kolba Ehel or Yeshuvan, that is the pits, no return. This is it, you fit. So all of Kal Yisrael had to go immediately at that moment, whenever it was, out of Mitzrayim. The only two Yidden who stayed in was Dawson Vavir. They already reached the 50th level. Finished for Fallen, therefore even Kriyas Yamsu, even Matan Torah can't affect you. Okay. a lot more. When these answers, the Rosh's answer, also I have a lot of problems with, but in Kamikuyim. But the Maisa is, look at it the other way. This is such a givaldi, incredible Musar Haskel and Hayirah for us and our Avodas Hashem from this story. Behekdim, everyone knows one of the things we do at the beginning of the Seder, right, is Yachatz. We break the middle matzah. What do we break the middle matzah into? So again, the Chidon, Simchas HaRegel, B'Shein HaRam Mifano, because Be'emes, it should taka have been that Yitzias Mitzrayim should have been a Gulas Oilam, Cheirus Oilam, we say. Nervos, since it was premature, and Klal Yisrael wasn't ready, so we had to go out after only 210 years. We didn't finish the 400 years as it was Nigzer, right? So the rest of the Golias in, etc., Kiyadua, is a Tashlum, because Yidin didn't reach the Tikkun HaSholem, which they should have. Therefore, we break the middle matzah to show this gula is a partial gula, and the ultimate is tzafun, at the end of the Seder, tzafun loss of love, which is the reason the Sfarim say, for that very same reason, the Yam initially refused to split. Because the Yam understood that it's supposed to split, whatever, when the tikkun happens, and it's premature. Now I understand, the Mashkiach of Tervidas, and Mashiach Wilson, he says a very musical word. He says, therefore, the Yam by Yamsuf in Mitzrayim, in those days, split into 12 channels. What's a musical thing. How many notes are there in an octave? 7. Yeah? How many Koyel Hashem, you say at the sixth of the 7 Mizmorim, Kapitlach, that Darizal was Miyasi to say Kabbalah Shabbos. The one that accepts Shabbos, he says 7 times Kol Hashem. The 7th is a whole octave, which is connected the 7 Royim. Right? Who's the 7th Roy of Kal Yisrael? Dover HaMelech, Ni'im Zmiros Yisrael. It finishes the octave. And that's Shabbos. And Shabbos is day of Shira. Mizmor Shir. The end of Shabbos is a day of singing. Right? Anyone play piano? Okay, no. In a piano, in an octave, you have 7 notes, 7 keys. By the way, why is on the piano each note, each ivory thing? It's called, in English, blaz, it's called a key. Why is it called a key? Look. Because the Kunei Zohar says that it says we Yidin go out of Golos with a Nigun. So there's a Hechel, the Kunei Zohar says, which is only open. It's called the Hechel of Negino, which is only open. The Hechel of Geula, Emes Geula, is only done through Nigun. You saw Salkin together with Lusa Beniguna. You say Chodel the Leib with Miftach Ela Benigina. Through Nigin, you open up this gate, and therefore Afalgav the Blashna Gemara the Iul Lechazi Mazlai Yechazi. Even the Goyim called these musical notes of the 7 notes in the octave. They call it a key because it's Mafteach for Gul. Okay, and therefore Eretz Yisrael is called Kineres. It's Kinar, right? But in the piano, you may note besides the 7. White ivory keys, there's 5 black ones between the 7. If you would make up a nigun, says the Mashgiach, doik v'tishkuch, and you would just play on the black notes, like it's a half note, what's it called? Yeah? You would get a very, if you play just the white notes, you get a very happy, if you play just the black notes, very sad, melancholy too. And that he explains is the Indian of Kinar Noem. Kinar is happy. Fakir Eretz Yisrael, the Peiros are called like they're connected to Kinar because they're Mesukim, they're sweet. And then you have the Ugov by Yovel. It says by Yovel. It says in Bereishis, Hu Haya Avi. Toifi is called Kinar VeUgov. Kinar is happy. Ugov is like a more depressed, sad note. Right. Therefore, how did Yidin leave? Instead of Moriti Gavor, how did Yidin leave Mitzrayim? The pasuk says Gavor. So it goes in Moiti Asirim because Shoris. So Chazal Darshin Mechilta because Shoris Bechia Vishirs. There's tears and there's joy. Because since it wasn't yet the Gula Hamitas Vashleim, Klal Yisrael didn't have their personal tikkun. Hence, the Gula is going to bring future Galias in the future Yisur and the future Tsaris. There's Bechasharis, Bechia, Vashirs. So you have the black notes and the white notes. How much is 5 plus 7 for any mathematician? 12. Therefore, hello, the sea split in 12 channels, which we say is one channel per shevet, which means the division, the disharmony, the discord continued to exist. It wasn't yet whatever. And he says a Murray de Gavar, just Kinar Vuga of his Gimatria, Yud Be Shvotim. And Kinar Uga of his Gimatria, Yehuden Ephraim. Yehuden Ephraim means you don't have the Achdos we read about in the Aftairah parishes Vayigash. There's still this division, there's this harmony. When Mashiach will come and there'll be unity in Kal Yisrael, there'll be Tikkun HaSholim. Then it says, Viko l'shiva necholim. Shiva necholim is gematria 515, which is gematria shira. That'll be the emes of shira, a happy shira, right? And then from the seven notes in the octave will come from the shira chadasha, will come to the shir chadosh al gulo seidu seidagoda, right? Which is the eighth note, we said last week, Lamaseach al-Shminis, which Shir Chodesh is Gimatria, 822, which is Gimatria Sphira Sabino. Bina is like 8, as we said last week when we dealt with our Arba. Kumtri Sazui. Let's go back to Lenid and Didan. The Shlecht Nodav Aviyu, who. Dothavir. Who have caused Moshe Rabbeinu, Dothan is connected, Moshe, Aviram connected, Aaron, whatever, have caused Soros, Mimoshe, right? So much, says the Ramah Mifano, for the Eiv, the Pasuk says, V'chishav machshav is levil to yidach men anidach, every neshama has to have, the Emes, the Arachayim HaKadosh says, when it says, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that even Adas Kirach, L'chad Mandomer, will have a chelek le'ilim haba. That's all of Adas Koyrach Chutz from Dothan Vavir. Dothan Vavir. Yeah? Who are such Roshoyim, they have no portion. Comes along the Tver Shloim of the Holy Radomskos, who's going to lay in and says, Shar Lemor, right? But it can't be, by definition, a Yid who has a Neshama. And that Neshama is the Chelik Lekamimal, ultimately has to have a Tikkun. And the Ramifano says, what was the tikkun for the neshama of Dothan Vaviron? They were in this galgal in the Purim that Eliyahu Anovi brought to Hara Carmel, Shutichutz, whatever, getting involved, the whole business, right? The whole shmuz for another time. And from the Chil Hashem that they created now a massive Kiddush Hashem, and everyone cries out, Hashem Hu Elikim, right? And therefore that was their tikkun. Says the Mashgiach Moir, I'll give you a few gematrias. That's why Chana, who is Misnabe on Adat Koyrach Zerenagol, says Moir Cha'oil Vayual, which is gematria 713, which is gematria Dosan Vavir. Therefore, it said in Tilim, Vayigar Vayamsu Vayechrov, that he was just screamed, Geshrien, on the Yam, and it dried up. What do you have to split for? The answer is, this is referring to whom? Dothan Vavir. Vayigar B'yamsu V'yach was also Gimatria 730. Which Gimatria Dothan Vavir. Hello? Says Rav Amshor, and he adds another word, right? 713, which is Dothan Vavir, Vayigar B'yamsu V'yach, Merishol Vayal, is Gimatria Tshuva. What better lesson can there be in the Koyach of Tshuva? That the biggest, and the high timer, the Eibishter, B'chachmosa Yizbarech, Dafka saved Dothan Vavir. They didn't pager in Makas Chushuk. They should be saved. And even though they're going to be good in such gefährliche Tzaras to Moshe and Aaron throughout the history, von deswegen, this is the hero to a person that even if you're in Dred, you're so far, whatever, even a Dothan Vaviron could be saved. And therefore, he says, "Anshik nesrak doilu u'masakin aloshin in Shmoneser u'mi doimeloch Melech Memes Umechaye Umatzmiach Yeshua, which refers to Chias HaMeisim, says the Imre Emes in a Shmuz Rosh Hashanah, right? Where else do you have this expression, Umid Doimelech? If you remember in the Chsima of the Bracha for Kiyas, the Shefers to Rosh Hashanah, right? We have an expression, right? Ki ato shemeya kol shofar umazin trua ve'ein doimelach. Why does ein doimelach dafke by Kiyas Shofar? Because Kiyas Shofar is ma'irer tshuva. Tshuva is a form of tchias hameisim. You are dead, rishoyim v'cheim kuri hameisim. I discussed this at Barichas, the connection between tshuva and tchias hameisim. And even the biggest Russia, right? Whatever, I'm not trying to elaborate. It says, a Baal tshuva. You know what? Baal is gimatria emuna. A yid, just as he has to have emuna in tshuva, in tchias hameisim, a yid have Baal tshuva means he has emuna in the koyach of tshuva regardless of the matzah. Let me just add one more word. The Vina Rav, Zogzun Zayn, says a meuritige word. Next week's parashah, skip a parashah, go ahead. Vayishma Yisro, says Rashi, Mashmo Shama Bo, Kriyas Yamsuf, Emelchem. Why do I forget? There's miracles and miracles, Makkas after Makkas. Why do I forget these two in Yon? Says Meridik Avort. Meridik. He says, because Yisro, what do we know about Yisro? He was Ovat Kol Avay Dezora Sheba Olam. There was no Avay Dezora. He wasn't the Pope and the Ayatollah, and that Mamma's the biggest chieftain, priest for Avay Dezora. And now he really wants to join Kal Yisro. But I gerechent, me, after all that was shot off and I was dissolving, I'm finished, I'm beyond redemption. And then suddenly Yisra hears Kriyas Yams, even though Yidin were also a halal of it. But Nishner not the word is, Dalsan Ravirin, you can't get a lowlier person. And the Eivish that made a zagivaldige miracle with all the flow of Kriyas Yamsuf for these two Rishoyim Gemurim. And then it came afterwards, Bechemes HaMolek. And the Eibush said, Vavrosish over Netzach, a mitzvah saying, the Reise, Mochitim, Chesech HaMolek, right? And every year, Zohar, Haganza, Kochen HaMolek. Why? Because of the Koma. What did HaMolek do to Kol Yisrael? Vayizone, V'chokol, Nechsholem, Acharech. Who did HaMolek attack? The Eden on the Mizuchvan, the Rashkam Hag, the Shevet Don, who Paltosana Oren, who were kicked out from the protective power, the Oyvi Avay Dezor, who schlepped out Pesel Micha in their pocket as they're seeing the Gilu Shechina by Yamsuf. And for is the Charaya the Liebschaft that the Eibishter has for every. The famous Zera Koydes, and Rav Shitzer says, Chil Mikroy Koydes, the Echelis Yos Vayim. If you want to be called holy, you want, aye, but you're the Inish Benavshe. The answer is, Zechelis Yos Vayim. Remember how we were in the 49th level of Tumma, etc., etc. That's the Vort. It's so applicable for so many, especially Shoivim. The Eibishter tells Klal Yisrael about Toyer, Vikidashtem Hayoyim Mocha. What does that mean? Says the Vina Rav, don't look back. Remember Lot's wife? Don't look back. The past is past. The Iker is the Hoiva, and the Iker is the future. That's why Yisri says, Ata Yadaiti Higod Lashabi Golakim. Says Rashi, Makiri Hayisi Lisha Ovar, the Akshav Biyosir. When I was a Goy, I thought the Iker is what? The Ovar, the past. You're there. Now that I'm a Yid, I'm Dovuk and Moshe and Teres Hemes. Now I know the Akshav. The Iker is now the Hoiver. The Iker is the Osid. The Iker is not the past. And that's that before Kriyas Yamsuf, the Eibishter tells Moshe, go and tell Kal Yisrael, V'yashuvu V'yachnu V'yachiris. V'yashuvu, says the Bukovsker and Arla Meir, V'zol Tshuvaton. Lifnei P'yachiris in order to achieve Cheirus. Why did Yidin go into Mitzrayim? I've said this many times, the Arizal tells us. It was a tikkun for two generations. They were Gilgulim of the Daramabel, Daraflogim. V'yashuv v'lo tshuvetan. V'yachnu ben migdol. What does the migdol symbolize? You don't got to be a rocket scientist. The migdol bovel. V'nayom. That's the Daramabel. P'yachiris is Gimatria 713. Which is tshuva, which is dasan v'aviran. Regardless of what happened in the past, right? And that's the avoid of this month. Shoivim, Teves, Shvat, and Adar, these 3 months, Teves, Shvat, and Adar, is Gimatria. Machne, Don, remember in the Chal Yisrael there was three tribes per, in the Tzofenzeit, right? It was what? Machne, Don, Ma'asiv, L'chol HaMachtas, even people who are lost. lost people, like, right? They also, you could be Makarev, and the Eibush shall help in Taka. That's why, by the way, when we say everyone gets a tikkun, even the Dosan Vaviran, who is the man, the Omer, who says that in the Gemara Sanhedrin? Dorshei Rishumus. Says the Mashkiach, Dorshei Rishumus, is Gimachu of Nei Yisrael, Holchu Bayabosha, Sechim, which that's Dosan Vaviran. Is the Eibush shall help in Taka, it says in Sforim Akleishim. This is Shabbos Shira. Shabbos Shira is Gimatria, Volosi, and Goyle, Javifesha, Biyankim, which is also Gimatria, Yovel, Hishnasa, Chamishim. There's always that 50th level, the world of Cherus, right? Which is even Oni Shabbi Yisrael and Oni Elabadas, could also be Mesiv, and whatever that means spiritually. And the Abraham Shalhelf and Daka, which should be Zoycha, to the Cherus, the Sharanun, the Kodavansh. Amen.